Well, Wilbur, it's fantastic to see here at one of the great cultural events of our time, of course, the St Ives Central North Rugby Premiership Grand Final. And you're coming over from the coast, but you're an Inverell boy. Tell us of your impressions. You've been impressed by the step up of class when it comes to rugby compared to the mid and far north coast?
Absolutely. So far, it's really good. We've had that second grade game going on at the moment on the outside here. The level of rugby is fantastic in the wet weather. And it's refreshing and nice to come over here and watch a bit of Central North rugby again.
Well, tell us a little bit about your beat over there over in the far north coast. Of course, you play with Bangalow and they're part of a President's Cup over there with the magnificent cities, the Pacific Hotel, Yamba Buccaneers. You see that sort of second tier competition in the far north coast competition.
Well, the Bangalow rugby and Byron Bay rugby 2013 were put up to first grade. So we're up in first grade now. That lower tier at the moment is still going along all right. We've got the grand final coming up next weekend. Luca just qualified for that President's Cup grand final. We'd like to get a little bit more participation there. But as far as Bangalow and Byron are going up in that first tier, really strong. Byron's just qualified for their first grand final. And Bangalow rugby finished fifth this year, but we're the only team to knock off the undefeated Byron Bay. So so far, those teams that are being put up are doing a really good job over the course of the first few years they've been in that comp.
Grafton Redmen, of course, have gone down south to mid-north coast. Has there been a bit of an impact, you think, Grafton leaving the building, or has it sort of made it a little bit easier for the travel?
Mate, the travel is easy enough as it was with Grafton in the comp, but having them move over just makes it that little bit more easy. They've probably fit in pretty well over mid-north coast comp as it is. But yeah, so far, Casino is probably the furthest most people have to travel now. Yeah, so that's probably helped a lot of the far north coast teams out a fair bit.
And the team are all chasing other pioneers, of course. Ben Damon leading the way there. Multiple premierships, rep players flowing off the bat. It's just one of those things where they're just so well organised from top to bottom. Howard Atkinson early on sort of laid the foundation there 10 years ago, and they've just been fantastic, haven't they?
The team to beat over the last few years, absolutely. They've been so well coached over there by John Jenkins, an old friend of mine. Benny Damon has led the way. They've had blokes like Steve Meissen and Jerry Felice, who have represented country over the last few years as well. But Byron Bay definitely look like they're hot to take the title off them this year. It was a close game in the major semi last week with Byron coming out 26-21 winners.
What do you think? You do a little bit of development as an assistant there to both Bids and also, of course, James Perrott. How do you see the landscape there? Is the Aussie rules just throwing money at everybody and that is getting some sort of stick? And rugby league, they're having a bit of a go as well with having the Blues come up for the last couple of years and having a camp up there at what was Camp Wallaby.
Yeah, look, the AFL is pretty impressive over on the North Coast there. They do a really good job and can't take any away from that. Look, the Far North Coast rugby is something that we can all just, if work puts into it, it's going to grow, it's going to get a lot better. It's going to take a little bit of time and it's going to take just a little bit of people who like Bids and Pez who are ready to put the effort in and get it rolling.
Well, the good thing about it is you've got a couple of legends there in the Pacific Hotel Yamba Bucks, in Jed Holloway and also, of course, Kano Douglas, and they're a great inspiration to everybody. But we need to see maybe a Waratahs trial, you know, somewhere like Oaks Oval again, don't we? Or maybe down around Byron or Ballina?
Yeah, absolutely. We had Jed come over for a Waratahs camp last holidays, which was fantastic. We got to work with him and he was really good. The kids loved having him around. And yeah, absolutely. We had a country, I think, an NRC game at Lismore last year, and there's plenty of good venues that we can host something like that, and if it's well sorted out, then there's untapped potential there for sure. NRC game would be fantastic over on the North Coast, and it'd do nothing. North Coast rugby fantastic.
Well, finally, of course, you played for the Coopers Far North Coast Dolphins. You're out with an injury at the moment. Great to see that, of course, Port Macquarie is going to host it next year.
Yeah.
And also exciting to see that Women's Sevens is going to be part of it as well. Everybody in the game's got to get the oar in the water and get stuck into supporting women's rugby, because the girls have been doing a great job winning gold medals, and also the Wallaroos playing test matches later this year.
Since the gold medal game, from the schools that I've been working in, it's already showing that how much interest it's created around the schools with the female players, and the people who are interested in getting involved have had a lot of inquiries already. And we've got a big day in Ballina on Tuesday for girls rugby identification, Lloyd McDermott as well. So there's so much going on at the moment with girls sevens, and hopefully we can follow up while she's doing over here with the girls and do something over on the North Coast as well.
Thanks for your time, Wilbur. We wish you all the best moving forward. We hope we see you in the black and blue again over in Port Macquarie, and you're doing a great job with New South Wales rugby.